There are other side effects for sunitinib that we're still learning about. One of them is hypothyroidism. About 20% of patients develop overt hypothyroidism while on sunitinib that require thyroid replacement.
When do you start seeing that?
Somewhere around the second to the third cycle.
Really?
In all of our patients on clinical trials, we have looked at thyroid function pre-treatment and then at intervals. Now, in the practice and use of sunitinib, my suggestion would be if you have a patient who starts to have signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism, fatigue, weight gain, whatever it might be, checking thyroid function is a pertinent issue, one to look at. I don't necessarily suggest that you look at it prospectively because it's only about 20% of folks that require thyroid replacement, but it's something to keep in mind.
That's a lot.
That will occur. It is a lot. And I don't know if it's reversible or not. We don't have that information at this point in time.
Normally you hear about fatigue and it's associated with so many systemic agents, we don't really think about it too much. But is there any reason to think in any way this is metabolic? Maybe subclinical hypothyroidism, for example?
We've thought about that and looked at it. And certainly 60% of patients have abnormal thyroid tests. But if you divine hypothyroidism by high TSH and low T4,
right.
20% require thyroid replacement. So are there other patients who might benefit from thyroid replacement? Possibly. We've not really taken it to that level.
Any other speculation about why the fatigue occurs?
Don't know. Don't have any idea. It occurs with sorafenib too, but to a lesser degree, certainly.
So just to finish out on sunitinib, if you had to sort of estimate roughly what fraction of patients say, am I really taking an active agent? This isn't causing any problem. What fraction of patients do you consider stopping the drug? Is this a big problem?
So I believe you'll end up decreasing the dose in somewhere around half or 60% of patients. The other 40% can get through, but they may take it for short term. If you give this drug long term, just about everybody ultimately requires a dose reduction to 37.5 or 25. It's tough to continue at that same 50 milligram dose level for prolonged periods. We've got a few folks who've gone for a year to a year and a half at that dose level, but they become noticeably symptomatic with their fatigue. It takes them longer to recover, so you end up suggesting to them that the lower dose may be appropriate for them.